Ukraine security issue.
On May 22nd, the 88th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the invaders continued to launch long-range missiles targeting Ukrainian cities and causing destructions of military and industrial facilities as well as apartment buildings and private houses. Civilian casualties were reported in the Mykolaiv, Rivne, Zhytomyr, Zaporizhia and Kharkiv regions. An 11-year-old child was reported to have been severely wounded. Fierce fighting between Russian and Ukrainian troops continues in the Donbas. Over the past 24 hours, the Russists have shelled 12 cities and villages in the Donetsk region, killing and wounding civilians and destroying about 50 apartment buildings and private houses, industrial and infrastructure facilities and schools. More than 30 buildings have been destroyed in the Luhansk region, according to Serhiy Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. Because of incessant shelling, it's impossible to say exactly how many buildings have been destroyed or damaged, and how many people have been killed or wounded, he said. The situation in the Donbas war zone is extremely complicated. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address following reports about the Russian army's continuing attempts to advance towards Slovansk, Donetsk region, and Severodonetsk, Luhansk region. The latter was attacked from four sides at a time, but the Ukrainian defenders forced the attackers to retreat to their previous positions. However, the enemy forces destroyed the bridge linking the city to Lysychansk and continue to shell civilian infrastructure facilities in the area. British intelligence reports that Russia has deployed its only operative company of Terminator infantry fighting vehicles to the Donbas, but doubts it can help much. Besides, Iskander-M missile complexes have been deployed to the Belgorod Oblast bordering on Ukraine. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported in its daily update that the Ukrainian defenders had beaten off 9 enemy attacks and destroyed more than 20 pieces of heavy weaponry since Saturday, bringing the total number of the Russian army's losses to more than 29,000 personnel and more than 9,000 units of material. According to US intelligence reports, at least 10 Russian generals have been killed in action. The South Operative Command warns of the persisting threat of missile strikes from Crimea, referring to the presence of 2 Russian submarines near Sevastopol, each carrying 4 Kalibr high-precision cruise missiles as well as torpedoes and mines. At present, 2/3 of battle-worthy Russian submarines are deployed to the Black Sea, plus 6 large landing ships and 2 cruisers with a combined firing capacity of 16 cruise missiles. A special operation has been underway since May 16th to save the heavily wounded Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol. They are transported to hospitals on the territory controlled by Russia. The Ukrainian authorities have announced plans to exchange them for Russian prisoners of war, but do not disclose details of ongoing negotiations. Russian MP Leonid Slutsky, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, said on Saturday that he objected to the proposed prisoner swap and demanded a court trial of the Ukrainian military. Moscow also said it would study Kyiv's proposal to exchange them for Viktor Medvedchuk, a former Ukrainian billionaire and Vladimir Putin's close friend and ally. Meanwhile, according to Petro Andrushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, the Russian occupying authorities have announced that in September, local residents will be conscripted to the so-called army of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. They have also opened a public garden in front of the destroyed drama theater and organized a sightseeing walk on its ruins for Kremlin reporters. The theater that served as a shelter for local residents was totally destroyed by a Russian bomb. Hundreds of people, mostly women and children, were killed or buried alive. Moscow reported 12 fatalities and blamed them on the Ukrainian army. The Russian occupiers cordoned off the site while their rescuers recovered hundreds of dead bodies from under the rubble, loaded them on trucks and buried them in mass graves in nearby villages. The Russian occupiers of Ukraine's southern regions have drastically restricted the evacuation of civilians and demand huge sums of money from evacuees for passing the roadblocks, according to Vladislav Nazarov, an officer of the South Operative Command. Civilians try to flee the Russian authorities and shelling. They don't want to be a human shield for the occupiers, but the Russians have set severe restrictions for leaving the cities and villages they control. They offer a pass through a roadblock for $1,000 or an equivalent in another currency, but even those who pay may be shot in the back, said Vladislav Nazarov. As a sign of support for the Ukrainian armed forces, and in order to keep up the people's patriotic mood, two artists are painting a mural on an apartment building in Zaporizhia. Featuring the famous Ukrainian postal stamp with a four-letter response to the Russian warship. One of the artists, Anna Solovyova, says the size of the future mural, 5 by 6 meters, is something unusual for her. This is the first time I'm working on such a large scale. I usually work with acrylic on canvas, said Anna Solovyova. The other artist, Denis Artyukhov, who initiated the project, says that the city authorities okayed it and a local businessman bought the paints. We really wanted to buy this stamp, and it took Anna several sleepless nights to book the order. When the stamp finally arrived, we decided to somehow perpetuate it on a global scale. Of course, we have an idea to paint the Kremlin in flames and our victory, but these plans have to wait a while, said Denis Artyukhov.